It's a big week for President Trump. He delivers his first speech in the well of the House. Meanwhile, the budget is out. Mick Mulvaney of OMB.
It prioritized rebuilding the military, including restoring our nuclear capabilities, protecting the nation and securing the border, enforcing the laws currently on the books, taking care of vets, and increasing school choice. And it does all of that without adding to the currently projected FY 2018 deficit. The top line defense discretionary number is $603 billion. That's a $54 billion increase.
Mulvaney says health care, particularly when it comes to Obamacare, will be more prevalent in the 2018 budget and the subsequent budgets. Meanwhile, House Speaker Paul Ryan was at the White House and he said of Obamacare,
We're going to be rolling out our plan very soon. That's the legislative process. Let's remember one thing. Obamacare is collapsing under its own weight right now. Plans are pulling out right now. Obamacare, to quote an insurance head of an insurance company, is in a death spiral. So this is a rescue mission. We have to step in and prevent Obamacare from getting worse, from collapsing, and we will replace it with a law that's better, that's more durable, that lowers costs, improves access to more affordable plans. But more importantly, we're not going to sit in the government and force people to buy something they don't want to buy. We're going to give people choice and freedom. And that's what a patient-centered healthcare system does. And that is one of the reasons why we must repeal and replace Obamacare. And that is top of our list this spring.
Also up for discussion by Republicans, allowing states to decide if or if not insurance agencies can discriminate against people with pre-existing conditions. April Ryan, AURNnews.com.